Hi friends, it's JC here. Welcome back to another episode of Life Lessons. Today we are going to be reading devotional day two. Today it is called, sorry, devotional day three. Today is we're reading out of the devotional book, and yesterday we read a chapter out of the Bible. And please, if you haven't checked out the other episodes of this week's devotionals and just of this podcast, please go check those out. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so today's devotional is called Spice in Your Life, and so today we're going to be reading, at the end, we're going to be reading Romans chapter 8, 28-23, and so if you guys want to get your Bible out for that, then you can do that. I have mine. Mine is the NIV version, so if it is a little bit different than yours, then okay. Spice in Your Life. Alyssa piled her taco shell with meat, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and her father's special taco sauce. "This is great, Dad," she exclaimed between bites. "You should be on one of those MasterChef shows on TV." Dad laughed. "I'm glad you like it, Alyssa, but I'm no MasterChef." Alyssa looked at her taco. There's something in your sauce that makes it special and different. Can you tell me what it is? Or a secret recipe?" Dad laughed. "It's no secret. I think cumin, sorry, how could I not read that? I think cumin gives Mexican-style foods their unique flavor. So I double the amount of ground cumin in my sauce recipe. I also add a little sweet red pepper. I can show you how to make the sauce the next time we need some." A few days later, Alyssa noticed the bottle of ground cumin on the spice rack in the cupboard. She opened it, and the smell reminded her of her dad's delicious tacos. "Mmm," she thought. "That smells so good." She took a little of the powder and put it into her hand and licked it. "Oh, yuck," she said, nearly choking. She ran to the sink, spitting and sputtering and rinsing her mouth with water. Alyssa found her dad and told him what happened. "Why does that spice taste so bad? It sure tastes good in the taco sauce." "Good taco sauce is more than just one ingredient," Dad said. "A master chef, or an ordinary one like me, blends the right ingredients in the right amount so that it makes the sauce, makes something that tastes good." He smiled. "You know, Alyssa, life is a little like taco sauce, too." "Like taco sauce?" exclaimed Alyssa. "How is that?" "We often wish our lives could be easy and fun with none of the hard stuff," Dad explained. "But God allows difficult things into our life so that we can grow in our relationships with Jesus and be more like Him. We usually just see difficulties as bad things, like how you think cumin tastes bad if you haven't first tasted it in my taco sauce. But God doesn't see those difficulties the same way we do. He uses them to flavor our lives with the love of Jesus Christ, with the love and grace of Jesus." Alyssa smiled, just like a master chef. And so our key verse today is, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who loved Him, who have been called according to His purpose. That's Romans 8:28, NIV version. Okay, so now you guys can grab your Bibles, and we will start with Romans 8:28-32. Mine is the NIV version. Again, I mentioned this earlier in the episode. So yours might be slightly different. I know. So me and my dad's trying to memorize a lot of verses in chapter 8 of Romans. And we were just doing it this morning. And I'm like, and I told him I'd give him a shout out. So now is the time where I'm giving him a shout out. And yeah, so he was trying to learn this. So this stuff is like really familiar to me. So, okay, 8:28, Romans. We know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he called predestined, he also called those he called who he those he called he who ju- he also justified those he justified he also glorified. What then shall we say then in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? We did not who sorry I'm having struggling reading today. He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not know, along with him, graciously give us these things? And the reason I was studying is because my dad, I've been reading out of his Bible, and his Bible is the New King James Version. So it's different, and yeah, I keep thinking, well, I'm going to say something out of that one. But then I have to actually read it, and yeah, okay. So that is all we have for today. Thank you guys so much for watching. Watching! I keep saying watching. I need to practice saying listening. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please check out my brother's podcast, Choosing Childs, my cousin's podcast, Christian Loves Books. You can have a great week. Have fun. Stay positive. Please check out the other episodes of this podcast. We'll see you next time. Bye!